A very good day, good listener, and thank you so much as always for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I say, on every episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing, whatever it is. I really do appreciate all your support. It's been quite the year for fans of Stephen King. There's been plenty of adaptations making their way to either the small screen or the big screen, and the latest one to leave its mark is Edgar Wright's take on The Running Man. Now, it goes without saying that I'm quite a fan of Wright and his filmography. His style and techniques are some of my favourites when it comes to filmmaking, you know, with those high intense zooms and swish pans, as well as the interweaving of music and visuals. It's always a standout and works seamlessly within each of his pictures. Going as far back to Shaun of the Dead, it's a craft that Wright has mastered, and as to be expected, it's led him to release some pretty impeccable work. 2017's Baby Driver pretty much showcased his talent firing on all cylinders, as to, you know, his dabble with horror with the brilliant Last Night in Soho. These will no doubt have had film studios chomping at the bit to work with him, and upon the announcement of him directing The Running Man, I was all in and expected a fun time when watching, and I did, but just not as much as what I was hoping for. I'm not overly familiar with the original novel penned by King, nor can I say that I'm a huge fan of the original film, but I still had that excitement knowing this was going to be an Edgar Wright release. Like I say, I'm quite a fan, and this new release certainly had all the hallmarks that you would expect, but it does sadly overstay its welcome, and unfortunately it doesn't necessarily stick its landing, which is where that disappointment creeps in. There's not many flaws for the release. At the end of the day, it's a fun and exhilarating watch seeing Glenn Powell be hunted as part of this game show set within this dystopian future. You're not exactly going to come away unfulfilled, but you will definitely come away wanting more. Maybe it's the fact that this was an adaptation and so those Edgar Wrightisms have been crammed and forced in, which could lead to it being clunky. Who knows? But as adaptations go, this was fine, you know, it was just fine. More impressively, it's shown that Glenn Powell is set to become the next action hero, or Tom Cruise, and that's absolutely fine with me. But before I proceed, another quick thank you for clicking and spinning this episode on podcast. If you like what you hear and you haven't done so already, please hit the follow and notification button on the streaming app of your choice. That way you will never miss a beat and be updated when new episodes are uploaded and alive. Head over to Instagram and Facebook and search Joe Blogs About Films, give us a like and follow on those pages, and finally rate the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you're listening from. It helps a lot, it means a lot, and once again a massive thank you for all your support. A man joins a game show in which contestants, allowed to flee anywhere in the world, are pursued by hunters hired to kill them. One of the things that stood out to me within Running Man was this dystopian world that we're brought into. It's one where the further we dive into this world, the more interesting this whole reality is. You know, down to the little details and nuggets of information that's presented within. Obviously, the credit there will go to Stephen King, seeing that he came up with this idea and story, but the way in which Wright showcases it all via these sets and special effects, it immerses you on a whole other level that it's not hard to buy into what is being shown to you. It's a future that you wouldn't be surprised if it actually came to fruition. The rich continue being rich and want for nothing, and the poor are left fighting in the mud. That's where we find our lead and hero of this story, Ben Richards, recently jobless and trying to provide for his family, you know, most importantly, his sick daughter. It's the kind of desperation that would lead someone to make an extreme decision in gaining money. The decision Richard makes is to join the popular and brutal game show The Running Man, and thus the story fully unfolds with explosions and wits aplenty. Imagine John Wick 3, but as a game show. That's pretty much what The Running Man is. Only downside is that there aren't these insane and satisfying kills that Wick can pull off, but that's absolutely fine because that's not the kind of character that Richards is. He's your everyday guy, you know, a good guy too, trying to earn his keep in this totalitarian government-run world. He's essentially the Robin Hood of this world, you know, someone for those that are less fortunate to root for, and that does come off really well within the runtime. Glenn Powell is cementing himself as the new action star, and The Running Man gives him more than enough to deserve that title. I felt that he really did put on a top performance of displaying a guy that is walking on a tightrope between in control and rageful. In particular, enjoyed the scene where he's being evaluated and answering one-word questions with one-word answers, most of which being the opposite of the word that's presented to him. Or when he's completing the Rorschach test, giving the audience plenty to chuckle at by his answers, but still being able to instill that desire and determination and someone that simply is on a mission. Richards will stop at nothing, and if that means burning everything to the ground, then so be it. And Powell absolutely shines. Josh Brolin is in this one too, playing Dan Killian, the exec producer of the Running Man game show, and of course, a pretty great antagonist. Brolin described the character best by stating that Killian is motivated by ratings and control, and sees the show's contestants as expendable for profit and power. the games go in the way that he decides, so long as people are watching. It's a great contrast as we see these two leads battle ideologies and how far both will go to win. And whilst the fun comes in from these terrific action set pieces, one of which inside an apartment building that has a brilliant long take as these flying robot cameras track Powell's Richards as he flees for his life, all gunfire unloading around him, but these action pockets don't leave the mark as much as I would expect from an Edgar Wright release. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but bear with me. I'm not sure how else to describe it, other than not all the action felt like it was from Edgar Wright. As I say, there are some really, really great action pockets in here, you know, sprinkled and littered well, but they just didn't feel as unique as what Wright has given us before. It's certainly one of the bigger pictures that Wright has provided, and the budget has been used very, very well, but it all just felt very basic cinema. Again, I don't really know how else to describe it, and I am trying to turn this into a positive, because my criticism of the film's action, or, you know, set pieces, this and that, is solely down to the excellent things that Wright has delivered in his films prior. I'd be forgiven of this if I was satisfied where the film left us, or rather, if the third act was just a bit better. A few friends I've spoken to about this film have all said the same thing as I, in that the film was pretty good until Richards gets into the car with the young rich girl. Granted, I know this helps portray Richards as the good guy to her and many others, but it sucked the life and pacing right out of the film. We'd gone from a pretty intense build-up of Richards nearly being caught within Michael Cera's booby-trap house, and then following this, you'd think that we were building to the showdown between Richards and Killian, but the film holds off whilst he and this girl just drive along to this airport, and it's all just a bit boring. It picks up again once they're on the plane and shit hits the fan again. A few sequences were included within the trailer where, you know, it's kicking off in the cockpit and gravity is no longer a thing, but by then I was just ready for this film to end, which is, again, a really sad thing to say about an Edgar Wright film. The main takeaways is that it is a fun watch, but you can only have so much of a good thing. The first half of this film is fantastic, and then it just loses its edge, which I can see why critics have then jumped on it to say this is the worst Edgar Wright film. But we do have to remember, he set the bar quite high though, hasn't he? A special mention too to Colman Domingo as Bobby T, the host of The Running Man. This guy, honestly, I love him. Like, ever since I saw him in Fear the Walking Dead, I've been a fan. He's got this charisma that just oozes onto screen and it's so infectious. His energy within this film never ceases. He's so flippant and will go any which way the audience and viewers want him to. He's not necessarily in agreement with Brolin's Killian, as we see towards the end, but he's good at what he does, you know, being the conduit for the people watching, and his ace. Running Man was fun, but just could have been better. I'm quite indifferent towards it, but that being said, Glenn Powell continues to impress me. You know, the action is terrific in Act 1, and the world feels alive and buzzing. But overall, it doesn't exactly leave you being a running man or person to watch this film again. So for that, I'm going to give this a 6.5. I'd love to know what you guys think of The Running Man. What's your comparisons to the original, to the novel? I know there's been a few differences and changes that have been made, but still, would love to hear those thoughts. Also, let me know what your favourite Edgar Wright film is. He's got a very, very good catalogue to choose from, so I'd love to know that. But as always, keep in touch on the socials, this and that. You know what to do. I'll be back with more reviews. Don't you worry. Until the next episode, take care.